This is a song that we did at the very end of, I think it was a pretty long session. I thought it was the one we did about 2 weeks or something. And we cut most of this track, if you remember. We cut most of it in about 6 hours, which for us is just nothing. You know, that's just simply setting up microphones, singing, yeah. Bam. We went back in and did one other short session that just added a little bit of sparkle dust, you know, to it in the end. But yeah, it was a fairly quick song. And it's kind of sparse. I think we sometimes will just get lucky, and every instrument that you play is the perfect thing. You've touched the exact sound it should be. Because usually it's the other way around. Usually we play around with 10,000 different sounds and finally say, oh, that one will do, and you know, we will record something. But on this one, I remember you going out on the porch. This was a reasonably cold night in
Casadega, New York.
We're
talking like the 20s.
In the winter. And this organ, I had taken it up to Dave's studio at the beginning of the session, and his hint that it was time for us to take it back home was that he actually put it out on the porch. Like, when you leave, could you take the trash out and take that organ back home with you?
Sweep that porch too, please.
And it's a very strange, unique sounding organ. One of our roadies, Justin Duda, I don't know where he got this thing from, some garage sale he picked up like about 6 years ago.
I think it's an old Lowry.
And it has some problems with it, but some of the oscillation of the notes on there is really unique. But anyway, so we sent Stephen out onto the porch and said, you know, pick a sound. He obviously picked a great sound, the very first thing he touched. And luckily for him, it only took a couple minutes to record because, like I said, it was freezing cold out there. And yeah, and I think this song hints at that sort of, again, that sort of acceptance that we talked about earlier. There's elements of we're not trying to fight our way through the despair anymore. There's just an element of darkness, you know, some element of anxiety that you just accept and hopefully to sort of move on from there.
Well, a lot of people have made the point to me that they think it's interesting that this is the last song on the record. We get all these things that happen and then, oh, it's supposed to be this downer record, but then you get the uplifting sentiment at the very end.
I see.
Which actually happens at the very end of the song, because it's all minor key, and the last chord is a bit of a lifting there.
Oh, gosh, you're right. I mean, I never thought of that. And you mean
your thoughts?
The very, very last note.
The very last chord, it goes up to the D major.
There you go. Well, that's probably why we thought that'd be a great last song on the record. So anyway, it's been wonderful getting able to talk to all the great Flaming Lips fans out there again. And on behalf of everybody that works with us, this is Wayne.
And Steven.
And Michael.
And hopefully we'll see you somewhere out there in the world.
Have a better one.